Good morning, everyone, and my name is Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, an evidence-based radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics so we can help you, help yourself, live healthy, live wise, live strong to your fullest potential one step at a time. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, with a 23-year tradition of quality nutritional supplements and healthcare products at everyday low prices. Our topic today is digestive health, and joining us is Caroline Farquhar. Caroline is a registered holistic nutritionist, has taught at the Canadian School of Nutrition, and is currently the director of education for the company Renew Life Canada. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. When you, I know when you talk about digestive health, you speak from both your education and, but you also have some personal experience.
Oh yes, I've had a lot of personal experiences. I've had IBS, I've had kidney stones, I've had candida, I've had parasites. So a lot of the stuff that I talk about, I know from my own experience, and I've been able to help myself naturally, which is great.
Yeah. So tell me exactly, if you can, in a few, I guess, few minutes, how does the digestive system work, actually?
Actually, it's one of the most important things that I think that we don't give a lot of attention to it, but it is the most important thing that we make sure is running properly, because everything comes down to digestion, and we really need to make sure that we're assimilating our nutrients properly. So it's not necessarily you are what you eat, it's you are what you assimilate. So, you know, we've got the mouth, which, of course, chews up the food, and we've got enzymes that come out in the mouth that help to break down the food, like especially things like starches into smaller molecules. But we're not really chewing enough to allow those enzymes to work, and that would be amylase. And so we're hungry, and we just eat really quick, and we gulp it down, and we're not allowing those enzymes to work, or we're not chewing the food well enough to break it down into smaller pieces. But then it goes through the esophagus. It takes about 11 seconds to get to the stomach. And in the stomach, that's the storage tank. That's where things sit, and they start to mix and churn around. And so there's not a lot of digestion that actually happens in the stomach. So the stomach is where we have, you know, some pH is mixed in with some pepsinogen, and we've got other things that help to churn it, mix it, and break it down a little further. But no absorption happens in the stomach. Now,
okay.
I just want to make a note that pH is important to sterilize any bad things that happen to come in with our food.
So any bacteria, any...
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So once it goes through the stomach and it sits there, it depends. It can take between 40 minutes and a few hours, depending on, you know, the size of your meal. And then it moves into the small intestine. It goes into the duodenum first. And that's the longest section of the digestive tract. So that's about 6 meters long, which is amazing. So think of like just underneath your rib cage to just above your belly button. That's 6 meters worth of intestinal tract there.
36 and feet.
It's incredible.
Six times three, I guess 18 feet.
Quite long. And then it's in the small intestine that we really have a lot of the magic happen. So in the small intestine, we've got bile, which is produced in the liver. It's stored in the gallbladder. Pancreatic enzymes and other digestive enzymes that are produced by the inner wall of the small intestine, and that's what helps to break down food. And we've got billions of microscopic finger-like projections that line the intestinal tract, the small intestine there. And what they do is they absorb the nutrients into your bloodstream. And if they increase your absorptive surface by 600%.
Wow.
So if you were to stretch all of that out, it would actually cover a tennis court. It's quite huge when you think about it. But this is really important so that we absorb our nutrients into our bloodstream. And each of those billion microvilli has lymph vessels surrounded by capillaries. And they are those connecting passageways in the body between the blood and the tissues. And that's how food gets in and oxygen is brought to the individual cells. And then, of course, as the food is digested and moves along, then it goes into the colon. And the colon's like a water treatment plant. So what it does is it recycles water back to the body, and what's left over is waste.
So this is water that we've consumed with our meal?
Yeah, and just, you know, any sort of fluid in our body that is ending up in the colon for either removal, you know, some of it, of course, is going to be removed, but a lot of it is recycled from our food and from our digestive processes, and it's recycled back to the water, your body's an amazing machine.
Sure, yeah. So why are so many Canadians having problems with their digestion?
Well, unfortunately, our society is quite fast-paced nowadays.
Yeah.
And we're not taking the time to make good food, for one thing. A lot of us are eating more processed and fast food.
Yeah, on the run.
Exactly. And so we need to take time to enjoy our food, to eat slowly for proper digestion. So we should be chewing about 33 times before we swallow, but I don't think many people do.
Well, I remember listening to you in a seminar, and you asked the question, where does digestion begin? And the answer was in our first bite.
Yeah, actually, it starts even before that.
Okay.
When we think about food and when we smell food, our mouth starts to produce saliva. And in the saliva is the amylase, which helps to break down those carbohydrates.
Right.
So even thinking about food starts that process of digestion. But yeah, a lot of people think, oh, it's in my stomach. But no, it begins thinking about it, and then the first part is in the mouth.
Okay, so what are some of the health conditions that arise from poor digestion?
Well, one of the big ones I think that a lot of people have is that the gas and the bloating, and it's embarrassing, it's socially embarrassing, but that points to the fact that you're not breaking down your foods properly. Your clothes might not fit properly. You can have abdominal bloating. You can have sharp jabbing pains in the abdomen. So things like gas and bloating and upset stomach, they can point to things like constipation. Maybe people end up with diarrhea or heartburn. So there's quite a few things that can arise from not eating your food properly, not chewing your food properly. Maybe you're eating too much food. Maybe you're not producing enough digestive enzymes to break it down. So when someone comes into your store, one of the things that is important is to find out, when are they getting the digestive issues? Is it certain foods? Is it maybe they're combining certain foods together? Are they getting the constipation or diarrhea? So sometimes it can point to certain foods, and sometimes maybe you're eating certain foods together. So a lot of when you get it and how bad you get it is going to determine what it might end up being.
So that's a little test we can actually do for ourselves at home, ask ourselves,
exactly,
when am I having the problems?
Exactly.
Okay, what can we do to improve our digestion then?
Well, one of the easiest things that we can do is to slow down when we eat. So chew your food thoroughly.
Yep.
Don't drink when you eat. That will dilute your digestive juices. So stop drinking about a half an hour before you eat. And if you are going to drink when you eat, make sure it's just little sips. And make sure it's things like water. Carbonated beverages really can cause extra gas and bloating. Another thing that you can do is you can take digestive enzymes when you eat. Your body produces enzymes, but taking a supplemental enzyme product helps your body, it eases the burden, I suppose, from your body of having to produce extra digestive enzymes.
Well, so, can you describe for the listeners what a digestive enzyme actually is?
It's a multi-enzyme product. So there's certain enzymes that break down certain foods. So protease breaks down protein, amylase breaks down carbohydrates, lipase breaks down fats, and there's other ones that break down starches and carbohydrates and milk and dairy-based products.
Okay.
So a digestive enzyme product would include all of those different enzymes so that your pancreas doesn't have to produce as many digestive enzymes. It doesn't mean your pancreas is going to stop producing enzymes altogether. It just doesn't need to produce as many digestive enzymes, because digestion is a very big hog of enzymes and energy. And so taking a digestive enzyme can certainly help you to break down your food properly.
Okay. So what and you may have answered this, but if you can maybe come back around to it again, is how is in the breaking down, what is actually happening there to improve the digestion?
Well, the body uses digestive enzymes to break down food into its smallest absorbable components. So, for example, so rice will turn into glucose, chicken will turn into amino acids, okay. and vegetables will turn into vitamins and minerals. And enzymes are basically catalysts for chemical reactions within the body. So
okay.
think of them like blowing on a flame to start a fire. If extra oxygen is not added to the flames, it's going to take longer to start, or it can go out altogether. So if there's a lack of digestive enzymes, food's not going to be broken down properly, and you're going to have the undigested food pass through the digestive tract. Nutrients aren't going to be absorbed, and then you're going to end up with the gas and the bloating and the heartburn.
Okay. So, Caroline, we've got about maybe about a minute and a half before we have to take a break. If there was one thing or one point the listener would have to or would want to take away from what you're saying, what would that be regarding digestive enzymes?
It's something that you can take with your meals. Take it at the, well, you can either take it at the beginning of the meal or the end of your meal,
okay.
Or during eating, but just around mealtime. And it's going to really help to ease the pressure on your digestive system. If you're eating too much food, or if you're eating certain types of foods together, if you're someone that always gets gas and bloating every time you eat, digestive enzymes are going to be your best friend.
Okay. Well, we'll take a short commercial break, and when we return, we'll continue our discussion on digestive health, and specifically heartburn, and what we can do to relieve its effects.